Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. And this is an advanced activation for multiversal integration, accessing the infinite selves. This is where I take my future self techniques beyond into the infinite. What you're about to experience is not a meditation. This is not a hypnosis. This is an activation, a live transmission designed to restructure the very architecture of your identity. You can keep your eyes open or closed. You can listen while you drive, while you walk, while you move through your day. Because what we are doing here transcends the limitations of traditional practice. We are initiating a fundamental shift in how you relate to the concept of self, how you relate to identity itself. If you've been following my work, you know that I teach extensively about parallel realities, about the multiverse, and in particular, about the future self, that magnificent version of you that exists in the probability field, already having achieved everything you desire. You have learned to connect with that future self, to download information, to allow that identity to inform your present moment choices. But today, we go beyond. Today, we recognize that the future self is merely one coordinate in an infinite field of possibility. Today, we access the ultimate truth that you are not a single self moving through time. You are an infinite array of selves existing simultaneously across countless dimensions, timelines, and reality streams. And the power, the true revolutionary power, is that you can access any of them right now, in this moment. You will become a multiversal being. Before I take you into the depths of this activation, I need to share my story, because this is not theory for me. This is not something I read in a book and decided to teach. This is my lived experience. You can see it in my life. I have tried to show you how this works. This is how I transformed my entire reality. Years ago, I decided to write a book. Problem was, I had never written a book. I had no formal training. I was a reader. I did not consider myself a writer as such. I'd tried my hand at screenwriting, which is completely different. The task seemed overwhelming, perhaps impossible. I could visualize the finished book. I could imagine holding it in my hands. But the actual process of writing it, that felt like trying to climb a mountain with no equipment and no training. And then I remembered something that would change everything. I remembered that in the infinite multiverse, there exists a version of me who is a writer. Not someone learning to write or someone trying to write. A version of me who has always been a writer. A version whose entire identity is built around the mastery of language, the architecture of narrative, the flow of ideas onto the page. So I did something that might sound strange to anyone who has not done this work. I entered into meditation, and I reached across the dimensional barrier. I connected with that version of myself, the one who had spent decades mastering the written word day by day. And I did not merely observe him. I did not simply receive advice. I integrated with him. I allowed his consciousness to merge with mine. I stepped into his identity. When I came out of that state, something was different. The book that had seemed impossible began to flow. The words came not from struggle, but from a place of knowing. It was as if I was remembering how to write rather than learning for the first time. But that was just the beginning. That was just the first crack in the shell of limited identity. One day I woke up with an inexplicable urge to paint. Now understand, I had never touched a paintbrush in my life. I had no artistic training. I didn't even particularly appreciate visual arts the way that some people do, but the urge was undeniable. It felt like a calling from somewhere beyond my ordinary consciousness, and I realized what had happened. In my explorations, the infinite selves, I had brushed against the consciousness of the version of me who was a lifelong artist. That contact was not merely informational, it was transformational. Some part of his identity had integrated into mine. His passion, his vision, his way of seeing color and form and beauty, it had become available to me, and I began to paint. And what emerged was not the clumsy work of a beginner. What emerged was the expression of someone who had always known how to paint. You can check out my art at www.newearth.art. Because in the deepest sense, I had. That version of me had always existed. I simply needed to access him, to merge with him, to become him, while remaining myself. More recently, I accessed the version of myself who is the greatest musician. The version who has mastered composition, who understands frequency and vibration at the deepest level, who can translate consciousness into sound. And now I'm creating music. I created an album. Songs are flowing through me that I never could have imagined creating from my ordinary limited identity. This is not imagination. I'm not pretending. This is actual mechanisms of reality creation. The version of you who has mastered anything you desire. That version exists right now, in this moment, in a parallel stream of reality. And you can access them. You can merge with them. You can become them while remaining gloriously, uniquely yourself. I'm not the first to discover this power. There have been pioneers who walked this path before us, who mapped the territory of the infinite selves. One of the most remarkable was a man named Bert Goldman. I've talked about him before, but I recommend that you find his book and his teachings. Bert was not a young man when he began his journey into the multiverse. He was in his 80s, an age where most people have accepted the limitations of their identity, settled into who they believe themselves to be, resigned themselves to the boundaries of what they think is possible, and many times, they just wait to die. But Bert refused to accept those limitations. He had studied with masters around the world, yogis, martial artists, spiritual teachers of every tradition, and he had come to understand something profound, that the self is not fixed, that identity is fluid, that we are not limited to one version of ourselves. Bert developed what he called quantum jumping, a technique for accessing alternate versions of himself across the multiverse, and the results were nothing short of miraculous. He wanted to become an artist, so he reached into the multiverse and connected with the version of Bert Goldman who had dedicated his life to visual art. He merged with that identity, and when he returned to ordinary consciousness, he began to paint. His artwork was stunning, not the work of a beginner, but the expression of someone who had always been an artist. His paintings were eventually displayed in galleries. He sold his work around the world. Think about that. A man in his 80s, with no previous artistic training, suddenly producing gallery quality artwork. This is not normal. This should not be possible according to our ordinary understanding of learning and skill development. But Bert understood something that most people do not. He was not learning to paint. He was accessing the version of himself who already knew how. He wanted to become a better businessman, so he connected with the version of himself who was a master of commerce, negotiation, and wealth creation. His business ventures transformed. Opportunities appeared that had not existed before. His relationship with money fundamentally shifted. He wanted radiant health, so he accessed the version of Bert Goldman who had perfect vitality, who had never accepted the limitations that most people associate with aging. And his body responded. His energy increased. His physical condition improved in ways that defied medical expectations. He became a photographer, a healer, a speaker, a teacher. Each time, the same process. Reach into the multiverse. Connect with the version of himself who had mastered the domain. Integrate that identity and allow the skills and knowledge and way of being to flow into his present reality. And what Bert discovered and what I have experienced in my own life is available to you right now in this moment. You're about to access the same power that transformed an elderly man into a Renaissance creator. You're about to step into the infinite field of your own possibility. Understand something crucial. This is not a fantasy. What we're discussing is supported by the most advanced physics of our time. Quantum mechanics has revealed something astounding about the nature of reality. At the most fundamental level, particles do not exist in definite states until they are observed. They exist in superposition, a state where all possibilities coexist simultaneously. The act of observation collapses these infinite possibilities into a single experienced reality. But the profound implication that most people miss, if all possibilities exist at the quantum level, why would we assume that only one version of any event, any choice, any identity is real? The many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics, supported by some of the greatest physicists who have ever lived, suggests that every possible outcome of every quantum event actually occurs, each in its own branch of reality. What does this mean for you? It means that the version of you who made different choices exists. The version of you who developed different skills exists. The version of you who achieved mastery in any domain you can imagine, that version is not hypothetical. That version is real, living their life in a parallel stream of existence right now. And consciousness is the bridge between these worlds. Consciousness is not limited to a single timeline. Consciousness is the fundamental fabric of reality itself, and it can navigate the infinite probability field, accessing information and identity from any point in the multiverse. We are living in what many teachers call fourth density, a level of reality where the rules are different from what we were taught. In fourth density, consciousness is recognized as primary. The old materialist assumption that we are physical beings having occasional spiritual experiences is reversed. We are spiritual beings, we are consciousness itself, temporarily focused in physical form, but not limited to it. In this fourth density environment, the veil between dimensions is thinner. The access points to parallel selves are more available. The integration of alternate identities becomes not just possible, but natural. We are evolving into multidimensional beings, and this activation accelerates that evolution. You are not learning something new. You are remembering what you have always been. Let me give you the framework for what we're about to do. Picture this in your mind as I describe it. Imagine that you are standing at the center of an infinite sphere. In every direction above you, below you, in front of you, behind you, in dimensions that have no names in human language, there exist other versions of you. Not generic possibilities, but actual, living, breathing versions of your consciousness, expressing through different configurations of choice and circumstance. Some of these versions are very close to your current reality. Perhaps they differ by a single choice made yesterday, or a slight variation in a relationship, or a minor shift in a career path. Those versions are easy to access because the gap between their reality and yours is small. Other versions are more distant. Perhaps they were born in different circumstances, made radically different choices, developed skills that seem impossibly far from your current experience. The version of you who is a world-class athlete, the version who is a billionaire, the version who has mastered spiritual enlightenment, the version who has the greatest public speaker of the age. These versions are further across the probability field, but they are not unreachable. They are still you. They still share your essential consciousness. Now here's the key insight. The future self that you have been working with is actually one of these infinite selves. The future self is the version of you that has already achieved what you desire. But why limit yourself to one future self? Why not recognize there are infinite future selves, infinite present selves, infinite versions extending in every direction through the probability field? The ultimate future self, the most powerful version you can connect with, is not a specific identity. It's a meta-identity. It is the version of you who has mastered the ability to access all the other versions. It is the self that can shift between realities at will, downloading the skills and consciousness and ways of being from any point in the multiverse. You're about to become that self. Think about what this means practically. You want to become a better speaker. You do not need to spend years in training, gradually building skill through painful trial and error. You can access the version of you who has already done that work, who has spoken to millions, who commands stages effortlessly, who can integrate that consciousness and allow those abilities to express through you. You want to be healthier? You do not need to fight against your body's limitations. You can connect with the version of you who has perfect health, who radiates vitality, whose cells operate at optimal function. That template already exists. You simply need to synchronize with it. You want abundance? You can access the version of you who has always been wealthy, for whom money flows easily, who understands the consciousness of prosperity at cellular level. That version is not learning about abundance. They are abundance. Whatever you desire to become, the greatest athlete, the most brilliant scientist, the most loving partner, the wisest teacher, the most creative artist, that version of you exists, and in this activation, you will learn to access them all. Before we begin the core activation, I want to prepare your consciousness for what is about to happen. This preparation is crucial. We are not just doing an exercise here. We are restructuring your relationship with identity itself. We are dissolving the illusion that you are a single, fixed self and awakening to the truth of your infinite nature. Take a breath now. Not a special breath, just notice that you are breathing. Notice the life force moving through you in this moment. This breath connects you to existence itself. This breath is the same breath that moves through every version of you across the multiverse. You are breathing with infinite selves right now. Feel your body. Feel the weight of it, the sensation of it, the aliveness of it. This body is a focus point. It is the lens through which infinite consciousness is experiencing this particular configuration of reality. But you are not limited to this body. You're not trapped in this form. You are consciousness itself, temporarily focused here, eternally free to expand into the infinite. As you listen to my words, something is already happening. The mere exposure to these ideas begins to shift your consciousness. Your brain is forming a new neural connection every moment within this activation. Your energy field is adjusting to accommodate expanded possibility. You are already changing simply by receiving this transmission. I want you to consider that everything you think you know about yourself, your limitations, your history, your capabilities, your identity. Consider that all of this is simply one story among infinite stories. It is not false, but it is not complete. It is one perspective, one angle, one slice of an infinite truth. Right now, as you hear these words, there is a version of you who has already completed this activation countless times. There's a version of you who has mastered the ability to shift between parallel selves so completely that they move through reality like water, flowing into whatever form serves their highest expression. That version exists, and that version is reaching back to you now through my words, through this moment, helping to awaken you to who you truly are. You are being called home to your infinite nature. We begin now. I want you to feel something dissolving, something you have carried your entire life without knowing you could put it down. The belief in the singular self, the assumption that you are one fixed identity, moving through time in a linear fashion, limited to the experiences and skills and knowledge you've accumulated in this particular life stream. Feel that belief now. It might be located in your mind as a tight sense of definition. I am this. I am not that. It might be in your body as a kind of density or heaviness. It might be in your energy field as a boundary, a wall, a limitation. Wherever you sense it, acknowledge it. Thank it for trying to protect you, for trying to give you a sense of stability in an infinite universe. And now let it dissolve. Feel those boundaries becoming permeable. Feel that fixed definition softening, expanding, opening. You are not abandoning yourself. You are expanding into more of yourself. You are not losing your identity. You are discovering that your identity is infinite. Imagine, or feel, or simply know that you are becoming translucent, like a membrane that was once solid is now allowing light to pass through. You are still here. You are still you, but you are no longer limited to only this version of you. As the boundaries dissolve, you begin to sense them. The other yous, the infinite selves that have always existed alongside you, separated only by the thinnest veil of perception. They are not strangers. They are you. They feel as familiar as your own heartbeat, because they share your essential consciousness. Some are so close you can almost touch them, versions that differ from you by single choice. Single thought, single moment of divergence. Others are further away, their realities dramatically different from your current experience. But all of them are reachable, all of them are accessible, all of them are you. You are the center of an infinite web of possibility. Let this truth land in your consciousness. Let it settle into your cells. Let it rewrite the fundamental assumptions you have carried about who and what you are. You are not a single point. You are an infinite field. You are not one story. You are every story, every version, every possibility expressing through consciousness. Now we construct the bridge. Now we create the mechanism by which you will access your infinite selves, not just today, but for the rest of your existence. Picture in your awareness, and it does not matter if you see it visually, or simply feel it, or know it conceptually. Picture a great portal opening before you. This portal is not outside of you. It is within you, the very center of your being. But it opens to infinity. It opens to every version of you that exists, that has existed, that will exist across the probability field. This portal has always existed. It is not something we are creating now. It is something we are activating, something we are making conscious, something we are learning to use deliberately rather than accidentally. Every moment of sudden inspiration, every flash of ability that seemed to come from nowhere, every instance of accessing knowledge or skill you did not consciously develop. These were moments when you accidentally touched this portal, when the veil thinned and you brushed against another version of yourself. Now you learn to use it with intention. Now you learn to step through it at will. The portal pulses with light. Not ordinary light, but the light of pure consciousness. the radiance of infinite potential. It is beautiful and it is powerful and is absolutely safe because you are not accessing anything foreign. You're accessing yourself. You are coming home to your own infinite nature. Through this portal, you can sense the versions of yourself that specialize in different areas of mastery. Feel them now. The version of you who has mastered physical health and vitality. Their body is a temple. Their energy is boundless. Their cells vibrate at the frequency of perfect function. They are there, just beyond the portal, ready to share their consciousness with you. The version of you who has mastered wealth and abundance, for whom prosperity is as natural as breathing, who understands the flow of resources at the deepest level, who attracts opportunity effortlessly, they are there. The version of you who has mastered relationships and love, who experiences deep, fulfilling connection, who communicates with perfect clarity and compassion, who loves fully and is fully loved, they are there. The version of you who has mastered creativity and expression, who channels inspiration like a river, who creates works of beauty and power and meaning, who touches others through their creative gifts, they are there. The version of you who has mastered wisdom and spiritual understanding, who sees through the illusions of reality, who operates from the highest perspective, who embodies enlightened consciousness, they are there. Every version of you that has mastered anything you desire is available through this portal. Now we move from concept to experience. Now you can access your first infinite self with complete conscious intention. Think now of something you desire to master, something you want to become, something that currently feels like it is beyond your reach, beyond your ability, beyond your current identity. Do not censor yourself. Do not limit yourself to what seems realistic. The whole point of this work is that you are not limited to what your current self considers possible. It might be a skill. You want to be an incredible speaker, a masterful writer, brilliant programmer, an extraordinary athlete. It might be a quality. You want to be deeply confident, profoundly peaceful, wildly charismatic, naturally magnetic. It might be a condition. You want to be vibrantly healthy, abundantly wealthy, completely free. Just choose something now. Let it arise in your consciousness. What does your soul long to become? Good. Hold that desire clearly in your awareness. This desire is not random. This desire is a signal from the multiverse. It exists in you because the version of you who has achieved it is calling to you across the probability field. Your desire is a homing beacon connecting you to the version of yourself who has already become what you long to be. Now, through the portal at the center of your being, you reach out. You send your consciousness toward that version of yourself, not as a supplicant, not as a beggar, asking for scraps, but as an equal, because this is you are meeting. This is your own consciousness, your own being simply configured in a different expression. You sense them now, the version of you who has mastered what you desire. Feel their presence. They are real. They are alive. They are living their life in their reality stream right now, and their consciousness is as available to you as your own thoughts. What is how you feel? What is the quality of their energy? How do they hold their body? What is the nature of their thoughts? How do they relate to the world? They have a completely different relationship with the domain you wish to master. For them, it is not effort. It is an expression. It is not something they do. It is something they are. And now comes the moment of integration. You do not merely observe this self. You do not simply receive information from them. You merge with them. you allow your consciousness to overlap with theirs, to intermingle, to become one, while still maintaining your unique perspective. Feel the merger happening now. Their knowledge becomes your knowledge. Their skill becomes your skill. Their way of being becomes available to your way of being. You're not copying them. You are recognizing that you are them, that this is simply another facet of your infinite self. You are integrating that facet into your current experience. Something shifts in you. Something fundamental changes. It might be subtle, a slight adjustment in how you hold yourself, a new quality in your thoughts, a different feeling in your body. Or it might be dramatic, a sudden flood of knowing, complete restructuring of your relationship with the domain you choose. However it manifests, trust the integration is occurring. You are no longer just the self you were when this activation began. You have expanded. You have integrated a new aspect of your infinite nature. You have accessed capabilities that your previous self did not have. And this is just one integration. This is just the beginning. Now we go deeper. Now we access the ultimate version, the self who has mastered this entire process. Among your infinite selves, there is one who stands at the center of them all. A self who has not just mastered one domain or two, but who has mastered the ability to access any version of themselves at any moment. A self who moves through reality as pure potential, able to configure themselves into whatever form serves the highest expression of their being. This is the master self, the meta self, this version of you who has transcended the limitations of singular identity and become a conscious navigator of the multiverse. The master self does not experience reality the way your ordinary consciousness does. For them, the probability field is not theoretical, it is felt, it is perceived. It is navigated with the same ease that you navigate your physical environment. They can sense all versions of themselves simultaneously. They can choose which aspects to embody in any given moment. They are the ultimate shapeshifter of consciousness, not changing their essential nature, but expressing it through infinite forms. Reach now toward this master self, through the portal, beyond the individual versions, to the one who encompasses them all. This is not a being separate from you. This is your highest potential, your ultimate expression, the fullest flowering of who you are becoming. Feel their presence. The master self radiates a quality of absolute freedom. They're not bound by the stories they have lived or the choices they have made. They're not limited by circumstances or history or biology. They exist in a state of pure possibility, and from that state, they create whatever reality they choose to experience. This is who you are becoming. This is the destination of your evolution. And the beautiful paradox is that this self already exists, and by connecting with them now, you accelerate your arrival at their state of being. You are the master self, remembering itself through the experience of awakening. Allow the master self to integrate with your consciousness now. Not just information, not just skills, but the entire orientation to reality that they embody. Let their freedom become your freedom. Let their fluidity become your fluidity. Let their mastery of the infinite become available to your daily experience. You feel it happening. The boundaries of your identity stretching, expanding, becoming more permeable. You're not losing yourself. You are finding more of yourself than you knew existed. You're awakening to the truth that has always been true. You are infinite. You have always been infinite. You simply forgot, and now you're remembering. Now that you have touched this master self, now that you understand what is possible, we expand the integration to include multiple aspects of your infinite nature. The master self shows you how to hold multiple versions of yourself in your awareness simultaneously. It's not confusion, it's expansion. This is not fragmentation, it is wholeness. You're becoming more integrated by acknowledging all of who you are. I will guide you now through several integrations. Let each one land in your consciousness. Let each one add its unique quality to your being. First, connect with the version of you who has mastered physical vitality. This is the self whose body is a masterpiece of health, whose energy is boundless, whose physical presence radiates power and wellness. Feel this self. Feel how they inhabit their body with complete ownership and appreciation. Feel how their cells sing with life. Let this template of perfect health integrate into your biology now. Your body is listening. Your cells are receiving this upgrade. Now, while you still hold that integration, connecting with the version of you who has mastered abundance, this is the self for whom wealth flows easily, for whom opportunity is constant, for whom prosperity is as natural as breathing. Feel their relationship with resources, how they never worry about money because they understand at the deepest level that abundance is their birthright. Let this consciousness of prosperity integrate into your being now. Your relationship with wealth is transforming. Continue to hold both integrations as you now connect with the version of you who has mastered love and connection. This is the self who experiences deep, fulfilling relationships, who gives and receives love freely, who communicates from the heart with perfect clarity. Feel how they move through the world, open, vulnerable, powerful in their capacity for connection. Let this quality of love integrate into your being now. And now, holding all three, connecting with the version of you who has mastered wisdom and spiritual clarity. This is the self who sees through the illusions of reality, who operates from expanded consciousness, who understands the deeper patterns of existence. Feel their peace, their certainty, their unshakable knowing. Let this wisdom integrate into your being now. You are holding four major integrations simultaneously. You are not switching between them. You are containing them all. This is what the Master Self does effortlessly, and you are learning to do it now. Feel the expansion, the fullness of your being. You are more than you were. Now we take the final step. Now we activate your permanent connection with the infinite selves. What we have done so far could be repeated each time you want to access a particular version of yourself. But there is a more elegant solution. There is a way to establish such deep connection with the portal at your center that access becomes automatic, that integration becomes continuous, that you are always in communion with your infinite nature. This is the infinite activation. This is the opening that never closes, the portal that remains permanently accessible, the bridge that stays permanently open. I want you to feel the portal at the center of your being now. It has been opening throughout this activation, expanding with each integration, becoming stronger with each connection. But now we lock it open. Now we establish it as a permanent feature of your consciousness. Feel and know that the portal is being anchored into place. It is no longer something you need to create each time you want to access it. It is now a fundamental part of your energetic architecture. It is always there, always open, always available. From this portal, threads of light extend in every direction. Through the multiverse, each thread connects you to one of your infinite selves. The threads do not need to be individually managed. They are part of your expanded network of being, and information flows through them naturally, responding to your intention, your need, and your desire. When you need a particular skill, the thread to that version of yourself activates, and the knowing flows through. When you face a challenge, the threads to the versions of who have overcome similar challenges light up, and their wisdom becomes available. When you desire to express a particular quality, The connection to the self who embodies that quality strengthens, and their way of being influences your own. This is how the master self lives. This is the permanent state you are now establishing. You do not need to consciously manage every connection, because your higher self, your expanded consciousness, does this automatically. You have set the intention, you have opened the portal, the system now operates on your behalf. You are now a multiversal being, permanently connected to your infinite selves. Let me now speak about how this manifests in daily life. How do you live as someone who has access to infinite versions of themselves? First, you release the pressure of needing to develop everything from scratch. The old model of growth was linear. You start from zero, you practice, you go to school, you learn, you train, you gradually improve, you eventually master. That model still has its place, but it is no longer the only option. Now, when you want to develop a skill or quality, you can access the version of yourself who already has it. The learning process accelerates dramatically. You still go through the process, but you pick it up almost immediately because you're not building from nothing. You are downloading a template that already exists. Second, you approach challenges differently. When something difficult arises, you do not face it alone. You face it with combined wisdom and capability of all your infinite selves who have dealt with similar challenges. Solutions come more easily, perspectives come more readily. Fear diminishes because you know that somewhere in the multiverse, a version of you has already navigated this exact situation successfully. Third, your sense of identity becomes fluid and flexible. You're no longer rigidly attached to being a particular way. You can shift your expression to match what a situation requires. You need to be confident. Access the version of you who is unshakably confident. You need to be calm. Access the version of you who is unshakably calm. Need to be bold. Access the version who fears nothing. We're not pretending. This is recognizing that all these qualities are truly yours, existing in different versions of your being. Fourth, you become a more effective creator of your reality. Every version of yourself represents a different probability, different timeline, different reality stream. By consciously connecting with the version of you who lives in your desired reality, you make it far easier to shift into that reality yourself. You're not just visualizing what you want, you are merging with the version of yourself who already has it. Fifth, and perhaps most profoundly, you develop deep compassion for yourself and others. When you realize that you contain infinite versions, including versions who have made every possible mistake, versions who have embodied every possible flaw, you can no longer judge yourself harshly for your imperfections. And if you contain all possibilities, so does everyone else. Judgment falls away, compassion arises. This is the way of the infinite self. This is how you were meant to live. To deepen this and make it increasingly real in your experience, each morning, begin your day, take a moment to feel the portal at the center of your being. Acknowledge it. Remember that it is always there, open, connecting to your infinite selves. Then ask, what version of me does this day require? What qualities, what skills, what consciousness would serve my highest expression today? Whatever answer arises, reach out through the portal and connect with that version of yourself who embodies those qualities. Feel the integration. Allow their way of being to inform your own. In the evening, take a moment to appreciate the integrations that have occurred throughout the day. Notice how you showed up differently. Notice the moments when you accessed capabilities that your previous self did not have. Give thanks for the infinite nature of your being. This practice, done consistently, will deepen your connection to the infinite selves until it becomes second nature, until accessing alternate versions of yourself as natural as accessing different memories or different thoughts, until you are fully living as the multiversal being who you truly are. You're not the same person who began this activation. You can't be. You've touched the infinite nature of your being. You've opened a portal that connects you to every version of yourself. You've integrated aspects of yourself that you did not know existed, and you become more. As you return to your ordinary awareness, carry this expansion with you. Do not shrink back to your previous sense of self. You have outgrown that container. You need a bigger sense of identity now, the identity of someone who has access to their infinite selves, who can become whatever they need to become, who is limited only by their willingness to expand. The world you return to is the same world, but you see it differently now. You see it as a field of possibility rather than a collection of fixed circumstances. You see yourself as a creator rather than a victim. You see your challenges as invitations to access new aspects of your infinite self. Everything has changed because you have changed. Remember Bert Goldman, beginning his artistic career in his 80s, producing quality artwork by accessing the version of himself who had been an artist. Remember that you have the same power. Remember that I am living proof of this power, writing books by accessing the writer within, creating art, creating music. These are aspects of our infinite selves that we remember. You have now begun that remembering. You have opened the door that cannot be closed. You have seen the truth that cannot be unseen. You are infinite. You have always been infinite. And now you know. Welcome to the infinite self. I would love it if you joined our Reality Revolution community at skool.com, skool.com/Reality Revolution. We have exclusive content there. I have weekly group coaching sessions, and it is an amazing community of incredible people. If you haven't joined yet, you don't know what you're missing. You can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com, and welcome to The Reality Revolution.